Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. January and February are excellent months to plant trees in Louisiana. If you're thinking about adding shade trees, small spring or summer flowering trees, or trees for screening views, head out to local nurseries and purchase and plant trees in the next few weeks. Arbor Day in Louisiana was last week. It's always the third Friday in January because this is such a great time to plant trees. Where a medium to large growing evergreen tree is desirable, the southern magnolia, Magnolia grandiflora, can be a wonderful choice. The southern magnolia is well known as a traditional tree for Louisiana landscapes. Like camellias, azaleas, and crepe myrtles, it's often considered essential for creating a southern-style garden. Unlike camellias, azaleas, and crepe myrtles, however, which are all native to the Far East, the southern magnolia is native to Louisiana and the southeastern United States. One of the remarkable things about our native southern magnolia is that it retains its foliage year-round. Most magnolia species around the world are deciduous. And what outstanding foliage it has. Deep green and lustrous, the leaves may be 4 to 8 inches long and often have attractive rusty brown undersides. The evergreen habit of magnolias is most noticeable in the winter, when the green foliage, along with other broad-leaved evergreen trees, such as live oaks and hollies, provides welcome relief to the bare, leafless branches of all the deciduous trees. The fragrant flowers also make this tree popular. At about 8 inches across, the size of the white flowers is unusually large for magnolias, and they stand out beautifully against the dark green foliage. The species name grandiflora means large flower. Peak blooming is in April, May, and June, but flowers appear later in the summer. The southern magnolia is the state flower of Louisiana. The southern magnolia is a medium to large growing tree that can reach well over 60 feet tall, but on average, trees tend to be around 40 to 50 feet tall with a spread of about 20 to 30 feet, so take these dimensions in mind when you're considering them for an area of your landscape. If you don't have room for a typical southern magnolia in your landscape, there are dwarf cultivars that stay much smaller. Look for the little gem cultivar or teddy bear. These are genetically dwarf-growing trees that don't get as large as the standard types. They'll mature at about only 20 feet tall with a spread of about 8 to 10 feet. So they're a great choice to use in areas where the standard magnolia would be overly large, such as in courtyards or planted relatively close to the house. Now, do be aware that even though they're evergreen, magnolias drop leaves abundantly in spring and early summer. Given this, it's best to locate these trees away from outdoor living areas, such as pools, patios, driveways, wherever stuff dropping out of the tree would be a major nuisance. Magnolias also produce large surface roots, so locate them well away from concrete surfaces, such as driveways, patios, and sidewalks. The southern magnolia is a great tree for Baton Rouge landscapes, and now is an excellent time to plant them. All trees can be planted in the landscape this time of the year. Indeed, it's time to plant all of them at this point. Don't wait until spring to get this done. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.